Graduation is a signpost for a period of significant change in our lives, really. What is really important to keep in perspective in the midst of that kind of big change?
So what I wish I had gotten, it's these three things. When you want to think about kind of that perfect career, that job where you want to go with your life, first, look at what are your strengths. What are those things you're uniquely equipped with and that you have, kind of your talents and gifts? Because when you can leverage those, you're just going to be more effective, better at what you do, and more efficient. So people that are looking for work-life balance always lies in figuring out your strengths. Second, really ask yourself, what am I excited about? What do I like to do? What am I passionate about? Try and find something that fits within that. And third, probably the biggie, I always call this kind of the tombstone question, is figure out kind of that particular need in the world you want to meet, if that's important to you in your career. And so folks that can really find the intersection of those three things, they've really found the perfect job and career for them.
Now, is that something if you feel like you're not at that intersection, even in the middle of your career, that you can go back and fix?
Absolutely you can. Absolutely you can. And I think here's some of the mistakes we make. Here's all the ways we screw this up. So how undergraduates screw that up is they try and guess too early what they're going to like, and they don't treat it like a life or career buffet. And so really taste a lot of things. So you can figure out what your strengths are, what your passions are, what you want to do in the world. Now, the way we screw it up when we get older is that shiny can distract us. So we get this big promotion or we get something that looks really tantalizing, but it actually takes away from our strengths. It takes away from our passions. There was someone I've been working with recently, and she was a chaplain out of college. And she was a great chaplain. And she got this promotion to be kind of a vice dean of student affairs. And then all her day became administrative. It was nothing but meetings and emails and nothing that she loved doing. No interaction with students. And so she realized, wow, I actually made a misstep. Shiny got me. And she had to take a step back to go back to that chaplain role.
That takes a lot of courage and a lot of introspection to do that.
I think you just hit one of the last main points of all this. Life is scary. You need to be courageous. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever received was a good mentor of mine once said to me, he would say this whenever people were really scared to make big leaps, and he said to me, he'd lean across the table and he'd look at me in the eyes and he'd say, I promise you won't die. And so to take those risks and know that, you know, it's not going to kill us. We're going to be enough. We can get through it. And that's the hard part about life, but that's what it's all about.
Brandon, thank you for sharing your advice. I'll see you next time.
Joshua, I'm looking forward to it.